Can you find your way back to someone you love after being apart for years? That's the beautiful premise of SBS's new original series, 4 Years Later. As someone who has moved across borders, I often think about the people I have loved, people I have lost, and if I were to find them again, would love still stand a chance? Written by Mithila Gupta and starring Indian actors Shahana Goswami and Akshay Ajit Singh in the roles of Shree and Yash, 4 Years Later is a love story, but also a test of enduring distance, doubt, and hope. When Yash moves to Australia from India right after his wedding to Shree, she visits him 4 years later. Will they make it? Well, I hope so, but we will have to find out on the 2nd of October on SBS On Demand. I am Dilpreet, you are on SBS Spice, and in this episode, I will take you on a short journey where we visit the set of 4 years later in Sydney and have the privilege of speaking with Mithila, Shahana, and Akshay. An Indian-Australian love story is so rare to find, but has that strength of resonating with so many of us who migrate for work or school, but it's the moving for love that has our resilience pushed to its limits. I am so curious to hear from Mithila as to why she wrote this story, and in true Australian fashion, it starts with a barista.
The very specific concept of like a couple being separated for 4 years came to me about 12 years ago because I met one of my a barista I saw every morning on my first TV job. His name is Raj. He waited 6 years for his wife to come here. And so with my morning coffee, I would get an update of like, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. And I was there the day after she came finally after 6 years.
Wow.
And that always stayed with me. And you know, when you like hear a story, you then all you hear is that story. Like if you see a number on the time, you always look at 11:11. You see it all the time. I just started hearing stories all the time about separation. And then of course we went through COVID and lockdown and people separated all over the world. We started Zooming each other. That distance, like I never wanted to tell a story about COVID, but I realized long distance and being separated against our will is a truth of humanity at the moment.
4 years later, Mithila tells me, is also a very sexy show. When I first read about the show, it said that it was in the spirit of Normal People, which is one of my favorite shows. And I just can't shake this detail off. So I must ask Mithila how 4 years later gives us the tonality of Normal People. One thing that I was reading about the show that kind of stuck with me was in the spirit of Normal People.
Yeah.
And I thought that was such a beautiful detail. I'm a huge fan of Normal People, but also something perhaps that I wasn't necessarily expecting. So what is that about? Talk to me more about what that entails.
Well, like my tongue-in-cheek pitch is like, it's normal people, but brown people. Like, just let us be normal people. And I mean that like, as I say it, just see a normal story,
Yeah. Normal
quote unquote, where it doesn't have to be about culture or trauma or glorifying. But specifically, Normal People is a very intimate, sensual, sexy show. I was like, I want to see sexy brown bodies being real.
Yep.
And connecting in that way. And because we're set in Sydney and I'm really passionate about this too, I was like, I want to see those bodies in the water because we never get to see this. He's just like swimming unless it's like Bondi Rescue and they're being kicked out of the water. So they're too just, you know, just once again, the layers of the show that have been a part of pitching it, but also a part of grounding it. And, you know, a show can't be everything, but there have just been certain things that I really want to explore. And the intimacy is one of those.
Shot across India and Australia, the lead actor Shahana Goswami, who plays Shree, has often been seen in weighty, darker roles. An impeccable actor with a range of work to her credit, it's her character in 4 years later that she finds is closest to her own self.
I can literally count the number of things where I've been made to smile and laugh. You know, so this for me was like, oh my God, I get to be me for like 8 episodes. That's amazing. And to have the drama and the nuance. And I love stories about relationships and shifting dynamics in relationships. And this is like one of the most intricately nuanced, beautiful, real depictions of that, where there's no blame, there's no, it's just destiny and the way things play out. It's like timing. It's about other subtle things, you know, it's about unforeseen, unfortunate things that happen.
Life.
Life, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking with Shahana, I find myself reflecting on our sound. And I'm also acutely aware of the kind of perception a Western audience can have of an Indian woman. We've grown up surrounded by stereotypes around the Indian accent, and it feels to me that her character of Shri brings in a fresh take on our sound, our tone, and the need to hear us outside of Bollywood.
As Indians who of a certain milieu, like we've grown up in English medium schools, we've studied, English is my first language. And yet we speak a certain kind of mix of English and Hindi where there's a lot more English spoken with sputterings of Hindi. And you never get to see that much, you know. And I don't think international television has really seen the world we inhabit, which is a kind of weird mix. So you either see Bollywood, and now there's a lot of good progressive Bollywood that shows a lot more authentically the world we live in, but it still doesn't show the world I live in.
And I agree.
And I feel like this is a show that shows exactly the world I would live in. And it shows it in the most natural and realistic way. So I think there's a huge cross-section of people that will relate to it as an authentic depiction of a world, along with it being a love story, along with it being a journey of characters, a journey of self-discovery, and a constantly shifting canvas of emotions.
By the time it's my turn to officially speak to Akshay for this episode, he has just finished shooting an intimate scene, which is over a phone call. Only a few years ago, I couldn't quite imagine a script that had Indian characters exploring sex or desire on the Australian screen, much less across an entire show.
I wasn't aware that Indian audiences, Indian stories have not really reached Australia.
Not at this scale.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, thinking of it, we are kind of creating history with two Indian actors being in the lead for an international series. But 3 years later, if you look back here, and if I had to say something, I just want them to accept Shri and Yash and the love that they have brought on screen and the hard work of the entire cast and crew, each and every person who's put their heart and soul into it, to be appreciated and to be accepted and to be loved. Because that's all there is sometimes to life. It's just to love.
And if you were talking to someone who might not know anything about the show or 4 years later, any synopsis, anything, and if you had to pitch it to them, what 3 words would you use?
It has me.
is that what we're going with? Fine.
Those are the 3 words that came to me. Though I'll have to charm them for at least half an hour, 45 minutes talking to them, and then I'll say, it has me.
Being on the set of 4 years later, watching the story unfold and delving into its nuts and bolts has been a wonderful journey. We are excited to share this experience with you when it premieres on SBS On Demand on the 2nd of October. SBS Spice will be ready for more conversations, and we hope you will join us in exploring this series. We will be back with more Chilies in the Pod, hoping you enjoyed this episode. If you have feelings, dump them on us on Instagram at SBS Spice and listen to our stories wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.